Is this what we call justice? Is there one law for the rich and another for the poor? Sometimes it seems like it. The rich. The MP. MP Margaret Moran fiddled about €72,000 in her parliamentary expenses, but never went to jail. The thieving Labour MP won't even get a criminal record because she was deemed too unwell to stand trial because of a depression. In a case that was heard without her, Moran was found guilty of 15 instances of false accounting. This included claiming more than €2,700 for a phone at her flat when there was no phone line fitted, and putting in a bill for carpets in three bedrooms, even though her flat had just one room.
The mobster. A mafia boss was freed from jail just 12 months into a 15-year sentence because of an allergy to beans on the prison menu. Michele Aiello was released after a judge heard he was intolerant to beans, peas, spinach, and all other types of greens offered to inmates serving time behind bars. Millionaire Aiello, 56, was arrested in Palermo on the Italian island of Sicily in 2010 and charged with money laundering. Police said Aiello laundered more than €800 million for jailed mafia godfather Bernardo Provenzano, who was caught in 2006 after almost 40 years on the run.
The poor. The starving woman. A famished woman was fined about €450 for stealing a €1 pack of chocolate after her benefits were stopped. Louisa Sewell pleaded guilty to theft at Kidderminster Magistrates Court. She was fined €100 for the theft, €1 in compensation to the store, €200 in court charges, €115 in prosecution costs, and a €30 victim surcharge. Her solicitor, Susie Duncan, said Miss Sewell's benefits had been sanctioned, and she hadn't eaten in days when she stole the cheapest food she could find from the store, according to the Kidderminster Shuttle.
The desperate man. Ian Mulholland admitted stealing three packets of steak from a supermarket when he appeared at Newton Aycliffe Magistrates Court. The court heard he stole the meat to eat after changes to his benefits left him hungry. The 43-year-old, who has difficulty walking, was unable to afford food and couldn't get to the local food bank. Mulholland pleaded guilty to stealing the food, worth about €17, and was sentenced to 6 weeks in prison. A suspended prison sentence, imposed for a previous offence, was also activated, meaning he must spend 14 weeks behind bars.
How just is that?